Podcasting Like We Mean It, it's the Red Boy Podcast, show number 62, featuring me, Absolute Amy, and tonight's very special guest...
Frank!
Hey, honey! Hey!
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking! We're going up through the quad to the gymnasium!
Who's streaking?
There's more coming!
Frank, get in the car.
Everybody's doing it!
Now!
Okay.
He started out mute in a cold world all alone. He used his nonverbal skills to become a newspaper reporter in Middle America. Now, he breaks his silence for the first time in podcast history. Silent Steve speaks on the Red Boy Podcast.
Oh, no.
Coming to you from the dining room or wherever else they decide to podcast from, it's the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. And now smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of Central Illinois, here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Noon alert!
Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, episode 62. This is a podcasting extravaganza. Not only, I mean, we have
how much money did you spend on that one?
Oh, probably more than it was worth. But thank you, Mr. Raymer. You're covering my show notes, Amy. Please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not only do we have Silent Steve, should we break Silent Steve out right here?
I don't care,
Mr. Silent Steve. Please say something.
Hi.
He's up to two words. At the other end of the dining room table, we have Pete.
It's me, Brian from Coverville. Hi guys, thanks for having me on the show. You know, I love to play covers.
It's more fun to watch him do that than to hear him do it. And on a quiet Skype line, we have Isaac. Isaac, are you there?
I am. I'm glad Brian from Coverville is there. That's excellent.
If you knew how quiet you were on this end, I just can't turn you up. I'm giving her all she's got. So if I come up with a way to give it more juice, I will. But for now, that's all the amperage we've got. So Isaac will chime in here and there. So thank you, Isaac, for being down the street. Isaac is trapped with children. So yes, we have silent. We have sorry.
It's just a child.
Oh, just a child. Sorry. You know, I was not prepared for all of this, and I figured it'd go tragically awry, and it has already. So
welcome, all of you new.
All the new, yes. Speaking of, thank you, Andrew, for bringing back
nude.
All,
yeah.
All the nude,
all the nude,
yeah, well,
listeners.
I feel more comfortable that way. So. Sue me.
Yeah.
Wait, not you, Steve.
Yeah.
You already have.
Inside joke there. But yeah, Silent Steve is here, and we welcome all the new listener, nude or new listeners, coming to us from the Pantograph article running on Friday, March 17th, St. Patty's Day. Glad to see everybody wore their green here. Okay, nobody wore their green.
You didn't have to tell them that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. The mirror, you know.
Yeah, come on.
The fantasy of the mind, right? In honor of Steve being here, and back to the Mr. Raymer comment, and Isaac, you won't hear this either, we got a comment specifically for Silent Steve.
Raymer's Random Rant. Hey, what's up? Just called in to say welcome to Silent Steve. I'm looking forward to the show tonight and hearing him break his silence. I have a new name for him. My kid listened to the new intro I did for the Red Boy Podcast, and he says, "Who is Silent Steed?" He thought you were a horse. So your new name now is Silent Steed. We'll be riding you into the sunset momentarily.
So there you go. Silent Steed. Or Steve, as you choose. So.
Hi.
Amy, start a hash mark, and we'll start counting each word Steve says.
You know, I think this is a good time to start bringing this up. This is actually one of the reasons that I'm here in Isaac's online with you guys. This is kind of an intervention. And we wanted to get everybody together here because, Red Boy, you've gone crazy with the nicknames.
That's right.
It's an intervention.
Whenever Carlos is here, it's Crazy Carlos. And whenever Amy's here, it's Princess Buttercup.
Well, hey, only when you're here, it's Princess
Buttercup.
Because
of you, that's right. This is my special name.
Yes.
What's Isaac's name?
Oh, we don't have one for Isaac. Mm. No. Oh, he's the Mickey.
Isaac? I don't know.
No.
Isaac's weird enough, right?
No. I say it's Isaac the Mickety Mickety Mac.
That's right.
You can bust a rhyme, right, Isaac?
It's just gone.
Yes, I can. Let me tell you. You don't want me to do it right now, though. Because I'm soft.
Because you're soft.
You are soft.
You're soft like a baby's buttocks. All right. Well, that could just really go wrong. Welcome to the Red Boy train wreck. I'm going to pretend nobody's here and continue like I normally would with the Red Boy podcast. Speaking
well,
of, and
thanks
Pete,
for shopping over.
All right, I'm going to put my pants back on and get out the door.
And, you know, keeping in my intervention theme of nicknaming everything, the people who feed back to the Red Boy podcast, I've nicknamed the Red Boy Feedbackers, not to be confused with the Green Bay Packers.
Feedbackers. What was on the feedbacker line?
The Feedbackers. Well, lots of people, Amy, liked your China video of our adoption.
It was good.
See, even Pete watched it. Steve, did you watch that?
No.
Thanks, Steve. I mean, are we up to five? Yeah, what do you really think, Steve?
You should see it on the DVD now that it's been burned.
It's clean and crisp.
It is. And then, even the intro.
Actually, your neighbors with a huge, ginormous screen. I'm actually watching it right now. Yeah. In their house.
Yes.
They are watching it, I'm sure.
They're probably watching
it. Everyone is.
We do
I
have
know.
People walk by on the sidewalk and actually look in
and
what we're
wonder
doing
what the
here,
heck
so.
We're doing. And that's
what's this big head thing on my head going on, you know, my headset. So, yes. So, thank you, those who commented on the video. One comment I have for all podcasters. My phone does not have numbers associated or letters associated on the numbers. I have the BlackBerry device.
Nice.
But so I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they said, leave us a voicemail like we do, 206-888-GEEK. And I went down to my phone, like, 206. Yeah, I can't spell any words on this. So my ploy is I want people to
just give numbers.
Give numbers, yes.
You're alphanumerically challenged.
I am.
Is that what
I have to go
saying?
Find a real phone to figure out.
You can go over, and we got one.
I was in my car.
Oh.
And you know the best part? You probably spent $200, $300 on that phone.
You're probably
mine, no letters.
Mine is free and has all the letters.
Mine are there. They're all spread out.
They're on the internet. They're lost out there.
Oh, I have a note, Pete. Be sure you have your volume turned up all the way. That might help his volume from Isaac.
It is, and it is.
I'm really sorry.
Isaac, are you okay with that?
They just treat you so bad, hey, don't they?
I would blame Griffin.
Oh, are you using that crazy Griffin thing?
I'm going to blame the...
Is this your new sponsor?
No.
Brought to you by the Griffin iBike. When you need iBikes,
there you go.
Go with Griffin.
There you go. Thank you very much. We had some other comments. There we go. That's what Steve wanted to do. Daryl from the Pod Dog Show had a comment. This is where you do the Aussie Tom Dictionary. Did you know... He says, in keeping with the Aussie Tom Dictionary theme, in Canada they call white trash Albertans.
No.
Thanks, Dave. I did not know that. I'm not up to my Canadian stuff. Just a note.
They are offending people in Canada.
Daryl did. I'm just reading what is printed.
What is Canadian Tom going to say about that?
I don't know.
He's just tuned out. Now we're down to 149 listeners. Thanks a lot, man.
You know, what can I say? And my good friend Patty M. in Chicago with the diss of the week. Yo, peeps. I just, keep it in our pimp theme from last week. Yo, peeps. Just wanted to take a second to thank Jesus for getting me through yet another Red Boy podcast. It's hard out here for a Red Boy podcast listener. Thank you, Patty M. And we got a fax this week.
Wait. Okay. This has just become ridiculous. You cross the line. Here's the line. Yeah. Fax is ridiculous.
Well,
like faxes. Well,
you literally are taking
faxes.
We've
kind of gone
then.
Backwards.
Well,
because, yeah, you know, we wanted
stop sending us voicemail and start sending us chiseled notes on tablet.
It's a great idea.
We want a fax.
A fax, really?
It was a wrong number fax, though. Our second
we
wrong
got
number.
Another wrong number.
Yeah, it was not
it
medical.
From Hawaii, like the last one.
And it wasn't dental or medical records, whatever we got last time. But it was just, yeah, it was still a wrong number. I'm like, oh, another fax, and it was bundled with a bunch of voicemail, so I thought it was a real fax, and no, it was like some realtor sending something.
Oh.
So, but we okay.
Maybe if it was a free trip.
I know this show's just gonna be so dang long.
Okay.
All right, here's some more feedback. I didn't even know we dissed Paris Hilton, but apparently
we did.
Hi, guys. This is Paris Hilton.
She needs a shave.
I listened to your most recent show, and you were not very kind on my acting career. It really bothers me because I'm trying to act, and Nicole Richie.
Oh gosh, Bill Cosby's coming out.
I gotta go. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah, actually, the goodbye sounded a little bit like Bill Cosby more than Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
What say you, Pete, as you're trying to fix your volume?
Yes.
Steve?
It just doesn't work for me.
I mean, it doesn't.
It's not the same.
Oh, I'm sorry if we offended Paris.
Yes. And then,
what's her dog's name? She carries around that little purse.
Chiquita
all the time.
Or something? I don't.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Her shave poodle. So, we also have Raymer's real random rants, and we'll skip. In the interest of time, we'll skip the intros and outros.
Oh, I love the intro to Raymer's rants.
I know, but this show will be just decades longer. So Steve's got a life, and he might want to get home. Pete, we know, doesn't. So,
woo!
Messages for Princess Buttercup. I'd just like to welcome you to the dark side, the geek arena. I told Matt last night. I saw your video, and I told him I cried. And that was even before I heard your show today. So you got your wish. It was very touching. So I'd invite anybody to go out and check that out. Anybody else have anything? Just for information, I'm talking to myself. Goodbye. News update. It's hard out here to be a pimp. Just thought I'd let you know that. Got my pimp cane, my pimp ring. Don't make me pimp slap you. I hate my job, too. But right now I'm on the way to lunch with a politician. Maybe I'll get some good audio. I'll try to record some stuff here on my phone. Maybe I get an interview with him. that would be funny. Anyway, yeah, so it's part of my job to be a pimp. It's raining here in the cornfields of Central California. I just wanted to tell you, leave Bucky alone.
He said,
"Okay, I think I'm gonna have to put on tire chains to get to Walmart. I'm not sure though. I think it's starting to snow. What do I do? Advice from people who are used to driving the snow. I don't know how to drive in the snow. Okay, so I just want to know. And by the way, did I tell you I was in love with a stripper?
Thank you, Mr. Raymer. Yes, now he's in love with a stripper. But the pimp reference is from last show." Steve.
That's your song that you wanted to get.
Yeah, last
stuck
week
in everybody's head,
and it worked.
It did because I'm
Steve,
doing. I was walking around the house.
Tied out here for
exactly
pimp.
doing work around the house, singing that stupid song. Thank
Steve
you very
from
much.
Extra Points emailed me the morning after and was like, "Thank you. I've listened to this on my drive, and now it's stuck in my head. So I don't know what to name this thing. Maybe Pete can come up with a nickname.
Yeah, a bad song gets stuck in your head.
There you go. Okay, so this week's bad song stuck in your head for the day, or whatever you're listening to this, is...
Grab that honky-tonk, badonkadonk. Keeping curvy rhythm, make you wanna
there you go.
Along, got it going on, like Donkey Kong.
You karaoke that, don't you?
Do you do that?
I wish.
You want to do the honky-tonk, badonkadonk.
Well, actually... And at the end of the song, I was like, it's all about the badonkadonk. So I hope everybody has that stuck in there.
I hate that song.
I know, that's why I was keeping it a secret.
Thank
you would have made me not.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
You would have not let me do it.
I'm always singing that dumb song.
Badonkadonk.
Just substitute a song.
Well, it's either hard out here to be a
pimp. Substitute a good song like.
I'm in love.
Light up my life. And give me hope.
The silence has been
carry
broken.
On. It's broken.
Oh. We officially broke through the Steve silent barrier.
I love you.
Wow.
Isaac.
I love you.
Sorry, Isaac, I forgot you were there.
Hey, he needs to listen to Aaron's show because Aaron's a big Olivia Newton-John fan.
He does, and he likes to sing on his show too. So, well, I'm going to deviate from the notes for a minute.
Oh, uh-oh.
Actually, well, we can say... That's right, we'll do it now.
What are you going to do? Come
Pete,
on.
Since you're here,
mm-hmm.
We'd like to thank you for babysitting our children next weekend.
Well, we don't know if we really should thank him yet because we want to make sure they come back when we come home, that they're
still
all
alive
together.
And tell me again why it is that you are leaving your children.
We're going out drinking.
No, we're...
Explain to him, too, that five-year-olds can't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, or drink beer, Pete, all right?
Not in our house.
Okay? Not in the house.
Oh, not in the house. So
in
take
the
them
backyard,
out in the
backyard.
That's
fine.
Front porch. Yeah, anything outside.
Just make sure they flick the butts out in the middle of the yard so we can pick them up
The
later.
Street's actually better. I don't have to mow over them. That'd be great.
I already know that the deer officer is right outside, there probably.
Yes, we were in desperate need... dare I say dire need
dire
of a
need.
Babysitter. So we dug so deep into our contact list, we started calling podcasters.
I'm like, okay, which ones are in? Oh, okay, we got some here locally. We thought about our Israelism.
See, now we're going to make Isaac feel bad. We didn't call him yet. Yeah. Isaac, do you want to babysit?
Isaac.
Oh, did we lose Isaac?
No, he should be on.
He
must have to go change a diaper or something.
Yeah, his own. Oh, snap. Oh.
So yes, the world famous Just Pete and Nasa Janet will be babysitting Little Red.
Does that worry you a little bit?
Kind of, yeah.
It should. I mean,
you have no children. There may be a reason for that.
Yeah,
we'll let you practice on ours.
We don't handle living things well.
I've heard about your plants, and
Yeah,
you don't have any pets either, do you?
No.
Yeah.
Negatory.
Did you used to have any pets? Someone's calling in.
We're calling.
We got a caller.
Hello.
Hey, is this Ozzy Tom?
See, now he's got a problem.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Isaac, I was asking, do you want to babysit our kids? Pete's doing it. I'm just seeing if other podcasters would like to babysit our children.
No, because he's got one of his own.
He has trouble enough with his own, is what I was going to say.
What? Oh, Raymer. Okay, I need to get out of Skype. All right, this is just... Okay, let's just continue on. You know what? We have an update. Pete's looking at me like, you can do us a post.
I just thought I'd let you know, keep you updated. It's still hard out here for a pimp. Okay? Thank you.
All right. So, Steve, since we have you here, why don't you let us know?
Is Steve going to do the pimp update?
No, we're going backwards.
Oh, that was Raymer. He just did that. That's what the notes are all about.
What a turd.
Oh, it's just not...
Steve, it looked like
a good idea.
So, Steve, what did you learn about podcasting? Do you want to do your own podcast now?
Yes.
This is why he's in newspaper.
Actually, we're thinking about it. The Pantograph, if you noticed, that's where I work. The Pantograph newspaper in Bloomington, Illinois.
.com.
www.pantograph.com.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
And we did the story on podcasting, and it appeared this night online, and it's in tomorrow's paper, which is Friday, St. Patrick's Day, whatever day that is. And what was the question? We're thinking about doing podcasting at the Pantograph very soon.
Now, do you want to do your own personal podcast?
I might do one jointly with other people.
Like this? So you basically just going to come to our house every week and podcast?
What
are we doing?
Maybe not your house.
Hello.
Hi, Isaac.
Maybe Isaac. At the Coffee Hound, though.
The Coffee Hound? That'd be cool. Just have random people sit down with you?
That would be cool.
Would
it sound as good as this, though? Come on, Steve.
No.
Probably be better.
Maybe plan some things? I don't know. That'd be good.
Sit around, talk about
coffee.
What each other's drinking.
What are you drinking? Isaac, you want to sing for us?
No. That's Silent Steve's job, actually. He's doing very good at that.
Did you tell this story yet, that we had Silent Steve over at our house?
Oh, please share the story. This would be good.
And
This is for the newspaper interview.
Right, as is pretty customary.
On local podcasters.
Before anyone could leave our house after the interview with Steve, he had to karaoke something before he left. And typically, when we go through this, it's pulling teeth. You really just got to egg them into it. You got to drug them up, stick something in their arm. But with Steve...
Stick something in their arm?
I don't know.
Okay.
That happened one time.
Truth serum or something?
Yeah.
I was already doped up when I came.
He was.
I mainlined in the parking lot.
Which was helpful.
Before talking to these people.
Because you probably should.
And that's the difference between the Pantograph and the Peoria Journal Star. It's dedication to the craft. And so we told Steve he had to. Actually, here's how it went. I said, you have to carry up. And he was already on the mic.
Doing Michael Jackson, right?
He did Michael Jackson, beat it. And it was outstanding.
It's
Isaac,
good to stick with the classics.
Yeah, it was. It was the best Michael Jackson I've ever heard, honestly.
Hands down.
Yes. No, Robbie Foulkes has me way beat.
Oh, that may be true.
He doesn't have the reverb that you have, though. So
makes a big difference. So there he was. He was the star of the night, hands down.
But what's funny is the story he told me.
Let's hear it.
Was... Yeah, I went over to Pete and Janet's, and they made me karaoke.
They told me in no uncertain terms I could not leave their house.
That's true. I mean, that's...
Without
that's how it
doing
goes.
A song.
Yeah.
You're hostage.
Well, and that is scary.
No.
Or Isaac got let off with half a song.
Yeah, he did.
I did.
No, we've never karaoke'd. We podcast at your house. We never karaoke'd.
Yeah, but that's not for having been invited. You know, I mean,
we have an invite, but you start a little later.
What's late to you guys?
9.
Like, this is late
like
right now.
Bedtime.
Yeah,
I know. We start like 7.
You do not.
Yes, in the morning. Oh, how embarrassing for you guys!
Well, we'll be over Saturday morning.
Oh, sweet,
great.
We get up at 5.
Yeah.
What time? You know, we're there.
We'll have some fun. Yeah.
7 a.m.
We're showing up, Matt.
I am
pulling in, and I am hammering on your door. 7 a.m.
You know what I'm
going to
do?
Morning.
I'm going to pull in at 7 in the morning, open my car doors, and turn this on.
Yeah, why didn't you get somebody from B104
Thank
on here?
Thank you for that.
Steve's going to go home going, I need to drain on my brain.
You need to just substitute. Music. Substitute the song with another good song.
Oh, no. It's going to come out again.
Here we go. It's welling. It's welling.
Sorry,
I think I love you. I had that song in my head for like a weekend.
Decade.
Finally, it just burned a hole in my brain.
I was going to say.
I could notice that right there. That little spot there.
Steve, I don't know if you are willing to accept some criticism of the Pantograph.
Oh, gosh.
What is going to happen here?
Excuse me.
Oh, man. You know, this
not
is
my
on the
notes.
Red Boy podcast.
That was my break-in. Actually, it's just an idea. I have 5 of them. 5 ideas that would improve the Pantograph. I love the you're making with the blogging and the podcasting and the forums and all that.
I can't go on that.
If I could, 5 suggestions to make the Pantograph better.
Isaac, turn your speakers down. Sorry, go ahead.
Number 1. No more Marmaduke. Can we get rid of Marmaduke? How many times does he steal the meat from the butcher shop and jump on the couch before we are tired of it? When is enough enough? Who makes this decision?
Oh. You want an answer?
He's a feature writer. You're insulting
these are
the feature.
Done by my wise bosses who...
I love...
Love Marmaduke.
Who I love and love working for.
That's what
What's
you call
number 2?
That's what you call CYA.
My number 2 suggestion, if you guys ever read the Pantograph, and you do, you know that on occasion, on a rare occasion, the registration is off. The colors, you'll see the magenta and you'll see the yellow.
Are you a pressman?
I am. The CMYK process.
You ever tried the CMYK?
On occasion, the plates are off. But what I love about that is that you are about one step away from, get this, 3-dimensional newsprint.
I'm there.
Give me some glasses, the misregistration, I'm reading the classifieds in 3D.
Oh, that is cool. I usually just take it to the gym and read it on while I'm running on the treadmill, and that way it registers in on those rare occasions where we're not perfectly unregistered.
Oh,
wise guy.
I got to think that the 3D glasses have come down in price since 1950, too. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Discount.
Oh, number 3? All right, number 3. Isaac, you're missing the badonkadonk, sorry.
Number 3 way to improve the Pantograph is this.
Great.
a Pantograph.
I don't want to get sued too, Pete.
A Pantograph theme song.
The Bonka Donk. The Pantograph.
Somehow incorporates Badonka Donk.
I love it.
Isaac can really orchestrate this.
Yeah, come
he's
on,
the
Isaac.
Man for the job.
Get your keyboard out.
Isaac, what rhymes with Pantograph?
Badonka Donk.
Okay, wrong I'm guy.
Thinking, Isaac, I'm thinking you're going to have to go with free verse on this one.
Yeah.
Nothing rhymes with Pantograph.
You have to make up a word.
Yeah, that's Scott's thing, man.
That's why they named it Pantograph, because nothing rhymes with Pantograph.
True that.
All right, number four.
Number four, way to improve the Pantograph.
I wish I had a countdown sound effect for you, but I don't. So.
Bill Flick, for those who don't know, is our funny man at the Pantograph. Wouldn't it be awesome if he started pointing out funny signage around town?
What?
You know.
No.
Signs that are ironic and funny, and he talks about them in his column.
What do you think, Steve?
I can't even look at what? Him.
I don't get it. I don't.
Imagine.
What happens? I don't think you want. No, don't watch my children. You don't talk to them when you come
hey,
over.
Shut up. I need a babysitter.
Okay, don't talk to him when you're here. Does Janet think like you?
No.
No.
So you want him to look at signs, like stop?
Matt, the whole irony is that I think. Oh. That
was there something? Am I missing something?
Mr. Flick does
I think
that.
He does that a lot.
Yeah, I read the paper all the time, Steve.
Woo, reel him in, reel him in.
That, I'm laughing inside.
We like.
It's the only way you know
Bill
how to
Flick.
Laugh.
Are these in descending or ascending or no?
They're in ascending.
Order?
Okay, come on.
Because I'm dying for number five.
Oh, all what's right. Number five?
Please.
You're going to be horribly disappointed in number five. So I'm not going to give it. You're going to have to listen to my show, Illinois, at Illinois.net.
What a teaser. What a teaser. He set that up, folks.
You guys are media suckers.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be sure.
What are we going to talk about next?
Well, that wasn't even on my list to begin with, so
oh,
I don't.
Okay.
I don't even want. You know what? I tried so hard for this show.
It says here Cheap Date.
Well, Cheap Date is something that fourth time around has actually renamed their show to Cheap Date.
Oh.
But we went to. You guys have been to Kobe?
We did not. That was not a cheap date.
No, it was not. No.
It was very good.
Steve, you been to Kobe?
Yes.
Thank you. Pete?
No.
The new Japanese restaurant run by the Kobe.
Very good.
Isaac?
What?
Have you been to...
I can't hear you, yeah.
Have you been to the Kobe restaurant?
Not in this town, Red Boy.
There's more than one.
But
more
did
than
you one? Did you like...
There is, yes. I went to one in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that.
They have restaurants in Omaha, Nebraska?
They do, just one, the Kobe Steakhouse.
It was good, though.
They make dog food there, too, don't they?
Kobe dog food?
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, I have a friend who's from
Omaha. The only thing about it was, it was great food. It was fun.
The great big hibachi grills.
But here comes our hibachi chef with all his stuff and.
We're all excited.
Our hibachi chef's name is Rico. Rico, not so much from the Orient, more from south of the border. But he did a very fine job. I just found it kind of humorous that Rico was. Not quite.
He was really good.
Oh, he was. He did a great job.
Awesome.
It was great food.
It's great. But I want to go back.
This is a poor transition, but there was a family at our table.
They won't be listening to us, so no. We can talk about
but
it.
But the mom and son went out to smoke.
Because the son kept going, can I smoke in here, Mom? Can I smoke in here, Mom?
But brings us to Bloomington Normal is, our, you know, we're kicking around the idea of a smoking ban.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. What's our now? Steve might try have to abstain from comment here. I don't know, but
because he's reporting just the facts.
What are our general thoughts of a smoking ban? Steve's lighting up.
I'm asserting my rights to smoke a cigarette in his household.
What are you smoking?
Hash? No.
Okay, well that's good though.
Free base.
You know, I'm old enough to remember the day. Everyone smoked, and I'm at this house, and these people go, oh, we don't allow smoking in our house. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? What snobs? And it really was that bad back in the day when I was smoking and 15 years old.
Yep, and now I used to smoke in offices.
Now I'm still addicted to cigarettes. You know what's missing from the debate?
Cigarettes, right?
No. the real issue. This issue is being framed as rights. Baby, this is about my drug addict. It's all about my addict. It's not about my rights. I don't smoke because I have rights. I smoke because I am physically addicted to nicotine. And it's a health problem. It ain't it's not a rights issue.
Well, and I'm an ex-smoker, so I understand that. I mean, it's a monkey, man. It is. It's tough it's tough to kick.
It's hard out here.
It's hard out here. Oh, wait. We have an update. Hold on. I got just my volumes. We have an update.
Is it gonna
it's gotten a little easier, but it's still hard out here for a pimp. Thank you.
There you go.
I'm just glad I'm off glue.
Yeah. Picked the wrong week, quit sniffing glue, right? But it is. It's. What do you think, Pete? You're not a smoker. Have you ever been a smoker? I'm assuming no. You're a pretty clean-cut white boy from cornfields.
What does that have to do with smoking?
I don't know.
He's being very stereotypical.
I'm going to hold out judgment on this. I don't think it's really going to matter because I think it'll become a state ban before it becomes a local ban. Is that about right?
Probably.
And I think the bigger question is, how do we get rid of this arena? I'm sick and tired of this arena.
It might actually work.
How many arenas do we need? Am I right?
We need an ice rink is what we need, and that's why.
Which arena are you talking about? Do you still think they should get rid of the Redbird Arena? I mean, because when I came in.
Here's what I think.
Get rid of that Redbird Arena.
With the smoking ban with the arena, I think we have a common theme, and that is
you can't smoke in the arena.
We need to get rid of all entertainment in Bloomington Normal.
Because we don't need things to do.
We don't need to enjoy ourselves.
Well, but with the arena, right. If you're going to have that, what is it, the football league, you're going to have, you know.
People.
And there's going to be some alcohol.
And talent.
And there's going to be some smoke in there.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think the Coliseum is smoke-free, isn't it?
I would sure hope so.
I would bet it is.
Well.
I think Redbird should be the smoking allowed. And downtown Bloomington U.S. Cellular should be the no smoking.
That
smoking
would drive a business. I'll tell you what. Redbird would see a jump in business.
But that's true. It's, you know, where does...
And let's make Braden a hash bar.
Hashish. Hashish opium den.
What about the Shirk Center? We got to make sure that they've got something.
Do we have a Shirk Center?
Yeah.
What right goes on there?
They eat a bunch of beer nuts and hang out, I guess, swim in the
pool. I've gone to a lot of gatherings there. I've never been to a sporting event, but I've gone to gatherings.
Well, I was trying for a debate.
Gatherings, that sounds like witchcraft. Like
you want a debate?
Wicca.
Okay.
No, I don't
what
need.
What side should I be on? I'm a talking head.
I'm guessing you're going to be. I'm guessing you're going to be on the smoking side.
Actually, not quite.
But no, my opinion.
I have been to a smoke-free bars in San Francisco, California, where my brother lives. Well, Bill.
Because Bill's probably listening.
He probably will, because Steve wrote the article. So.
Smoke-free bars, they're really clean, and you do not stink leaving, and people who smoke cigarettes still go to those bars. And what you do is one guy saves your table while the other guy goes out, and you meet people while you stand outside smoking, talking about how much you hate the smoking ban. That's really kind of how it goes.
You have a common bond.
Well, but Matt, you were always a very anal smoker when you smoked. You never smoked inside. You always went outside.
I rarely smoked in my car.
And you always would smoke like with the wind, you know.
Oh, yeah. I worked the wind trajectory.
You worked the wind so that there was no smoke on
you. But the smoking ban, the only problem I have with it is, and because I come from a family who owns a small business, I don't know if it's right for the government to say, you can't allow smoking in your establishment. You know what? If they want to do it and their business suffers, so be it. But they can make the choice that, oh, we have smokers, so people won't come here. And I don't know.
But they'll come. People still go to bars.
Look at Schooners.
Would this issue, I mean, it really loses on the rights issue, I'm telling you, because it's not a right.
No.
Let's just say.
Where in the amendment does it say you can smoke?
Something in the ventilation system at State Farm puts out carcinogenic. Carcinogenic substances.
Hold on, let me look at my.
Delicious.
We have the Aussie Steve
Red Boy, you don't have to work there.
No, Exactly. Yeah, it's cartoon.
I mean, it's their right to have cancer-causing material going through their ventilation system. Where New York, I think, won the smoking ban is they said, look, we got workers. We got workers exposed to cancer-causing smoke.
I have to,
and that's where I don't think the rights issue wins on any level.
Mm-hmm. Can't you just hire smokers to work in smoking establishments?
Wow.
Oh, there you go.
way to ghettoize the Bloomington Normal.
Yes, that's what I'm here for.
Okay.
All right, well, let's do something lighter.
What? Yeah. Is this like the McLaughlin Report?
Next topic.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, Isaac, now we're going to do something you can't hear.
Oh.
You're going to start now? Oh, my gosh.
No, I didn't say something you didn't want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, something you can't hear. So here we go.
Who the f*** said that?
I pay my dues time after time. I've done
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guess. You guessed it. What the hell did they say?
Informer. You know, say that I'm a slummy, I go blam. Ali keep on bum bam. Take the man that says that I'm a slummy, stab somebody down the lane.
Sit back, relax, and play along as Red Boy and Absolute Amy take you through What the Hell Did They Say? Right here on the Red Boy Podcast.
On the darkness of highway, cooing in my air. Won't smell of colitas rising up through the air.
That's right, getting this train wreck back on track. A little bit of What the Hell Did They Say? Isaac, once again, you can throw in your guess.
You'll you can't hear it.
But he'll know what the song is, so try and play along, all right, Isaac?
Excellent, excellent. I'm going to guess.
Okay, that's fine. All right, the first one is Blondie's Heart of Glass. All right, I know all these are loud, so and we don't do any post in Red Boy Podcast. So. All right, you ready, kids? Here we go. Any guesses right off the bat?
I have a guess.
What is it?
What's so wrong with a little gas?
Well, I had one love and it was a guess. Oh. That was my guess. Amy, what do you think?
Something was a gas.
Something about an ass? What?
Oh my gosh, she went somewhere. I went to
somewhere
shirt center. And it was
Why
a
would
gas.
You do that?
I had a cigarette at the shirt center.
It was a gas. Yeah.
All right, here's some of your guesses. Well, what did you say, Pete?
What's wrong with a little gas? Or light a match for a little gas.
He plays much better than you do, Amy.
I'm sorry.
Once I thought life was a gas. Then found out it was a pain in the ass.
No, that's not right.
Once had love, now losing gas. Sometimes now got a heart of glass. Once I had a love, and it was a gas. Soon turned out, had a heart of glass.
I'm thinking that's it.
Isaac, what's your guess?
Something about smoking bans being not about rights, I think.
Smoking bans.
Okay, I'm going to say the winner is Amy with Once I Had a Love and It Was a Gas. Soon turned out, had a heart of glass.
My second guess.
Steve's second guess, let it be known. All right, on to number two.
What does he know? Steve's been sucking gas.
When's karaoke going to start?
Ooh.
This may be my last night of podcasting ever. I'm going to be beat off the block. All right, here we go. Number two, a little Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer. Listen up.
Johnny's got a six-string and hawk. Six-string and hawk.
Who?
Johnny's got his six-string and hawk.
What
is
Tommy got his six street hop.
No.
Tommy got his six string and hawk.
Oh, it's Diamond
Tommy
Johnny.
Got
it's
his
Tommy.
Six string harp. Or Tommy played a six stringed harp.
What? Tommy, I thought it was Johnny.
Isaac?
I'm going to have to go with the harp one.
The harp. And with Bon Jovi, you would think probably a harp. What do you? What say you, Pete?
I'll be honest. I'm not hearing it. All I'm getting is this. Wow, 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 wow.
Well, he is at the end of a very split headphone connection, so it's very possible. Steve, do you have a guess?
The peanuts.
No, but
teacher.
I have trivia. Bon Jovi trivia.
Okay.
They were going to come here, and the people were...
Smoking.
outside Bergner's, waiting to get in to buy their tickets, and there was a rush for the door, and they broke the door.
Really?
Back in the day.
Wow, that was way back in the day.
And that's why we banned entertainment.
in Bloomington.
That's why we don't need an arena.
You're not going to dance with my daughter.
No, we're dancing around here. I should have done Footloose. It is actually Tommy got his sixth string in hock.
Ding, 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 ding.
Isaac did not win that round. Better luck next time. Now, bringing it back to a little modern times, a little Green Day holiday.
No, that doesn't sound...
Well, that's one option. I beg to dream and differ from the halls of lies. I bet a million trillion from the halls of lies. A lot of halls of lies. I need to dream and suffer on Halloween.
Oh my gosh.
My pet chinchilla differs from the hollow eyes.
Oh, I bet chinchilla differs from the hollow lies.
That actually works, ironically. I didn't know it did. Or I bet to dream and differ from the hollow lies. I like the I need to. Oh, Isaac, since you can't hear it, what do you think?
It's got to be the chinchilla, yeah.
I like the chinchilla. I really do like the
chinchilla. The chinchilla works on so many levels.
It does.
Really. Yeah.
We'll go around the table the other way. Steve, what do you think?
I heard the word death in there, and that wasn't one of the answers.
Ooh,
so
you
I'm
did.
Thinking that
you
this heard? Is a trick question. It's none of the above.
Ooh.
It's all about death.
Oh.
On, holiday.
I got to hear that, dude.
Dream and death. Dream and death.
All I hear is chinchilla now.
Pete's thinking. Why do you have your headphone?
Word or it's a trick question.
Pete, why do you have your headphone up to the microphone?
I'm allowing Isaac to listen to the music.
Isaac, are you hearing that?
I'm hearing nothing now.
Yeah.
I'm hearing Pete breathe really loudly.
All right, Pete, take a guess.
Hollandaise.
Hollandaise. Well, that wasn't. No. The truth is, it's I beg to dream and differ from the hollow lies.
Oh, I beg to dream and differ from the hollow lies.
Is this a good time to start talking about the downfall of modern music?
Is that right? Are we going to be plugging a different podcast?
Yeah, what podcast are you talking about?
We
there,
listened
Pete?
To it. I listened to your other podcast while I was scrubbing the floor this weekend.
Amy's like, I like this show. What is this? I
said, scrub the floor. It's Pete Show.
It's called the Pete Show. All right, one more. A little Juice Newton. Isaac, by the way, you're wrong. Juice Newton, Queen of Hearts. Playing with the Queen of Hearts.
Knowing it ain't really smart.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Playing with the Queen of Hearts, and you know that it really smarts. Playing with the Queen of Hearts, and you knowing it ain't really smart. Playing with the Queen of Hearts, and no one in it's really smart. Any guesses?
I said mine.
What was it?
Playing with the Queen of Hearts, knowing it ain't really smart.
I don't
what
know.
What do you say?
No one it ain't really smart.
No one in it's really smart or no one ain't really smart?
Ain't.
What do you say, Pete?
She's been right this entire time.
She knows
from the smoking ban to now, I stick with Princess Buttercup.
Okay. Steve, your guess?
All I was hearing was... Do. I love that song.
All Steve was hearing was
loving you.
Yes, Amy was correct. Playing with the Queen of Hearts and knowing it ain't really smart.
It ain't.
Loving you.
Okay.
Oh, I got it.
All right, Amy, are you ready? This is going to... Let's take this train wreck to a whole nother level with Amy's idol update.
Yeah. It's a load. It's a load. It's a load. It's a load. It's a
load. Now it's time for the Absolute Amy's American Idol update on the Red Boy Podcast. Find out who rocks on and who rolls out.
It didn't go your way.
It's gotten a little easier, but it's still hard out here for him. Thank you.
Are you ready, Amy?
I'm ready.
Badonkadonk.
What do you think Simon would say about that?
The badonkadonk.
The donkadonk.
Pete, what would this? What would, or Isaac? Or would Isaac? Say, what would
I
Pete?
Love that song.
Isaac, what would Simon say about the badonkadonk?
Dreadfully awful, or
no? We got to put a little British accent on it.
Yes.
yes. Red Boy, you do the accents, you know. You remember that, right?
Yes.
Red Boy does a great accent, doesn't he?
Of nothing. Amy, please.
Okay. All right. Well, we're down to the top.
I'm going to go fetch a drink. I'm going to let Pete.
It's the top 12. The top 12 was this week. Woo!
It was. And I watched it.
And you know, Dad. And it was. It really was kind of disappointing.
It really was.
Stevie Wonder was the
that was
the songs. Yeah, and he was great, but no one can sing his songs very well.
What happened?
We're being taken over quickly.
The aliens have landed.
Was Simon it is new over. Stevie Wonder or mid-range awful or back to the good old days?
Stevie Wonder's got a little chubby.
Superstition.
It was all Stevie Wonder. The contestants would pick
just
their
enough
song.
For the city.
Is Pete doing a Stevie
was
Wonder
that
or hanging out the badonkadonk?
Just enough for the city.
I vote for whoever sang that song, but
I don't
I'm
think
sorry,
that I was. I don't think
actually
it was
I was surprised about the number
what,
of
superstition.
So, just enough.
Didn't Bucky do that?
Yeah, Bucky did.
Mary superstition.
What was the fun part about Bucky? This
you couldn't
week?
Understand
what?
Him.
No,
that's why it's.
What was the fun part?
Jessica Simpson hair.
His hair.
His hair. He looked like a cutie girl.
Yeah, he looked a little queer.
It was really bad.
Kind of like drag.
I mean, it was like fluffy girl hair.
Yeah, they curled it.
I mean, it was girl. It was Breck girl hair. You guys don't even know what Breck girl is.
Isaac,
I do. I'm old.
I do, too. So, I'm sorry.
Is it something related to French rolling your jeans?
No, it's even beyond that. It's 70s. There used to be these commercials, the Breck girl.
Is a French rolling your jeans where you kind of fold it over then roll it up?
Kind of
back
fold it?
Back
no,
when we had
really
four
fold.
TV stations. Yeah.
Kind of. You are folding those. We're going to be doing that tonight. Come
is
on,
that what I used to do?
On.
Okay. All right, Amy, who did you pick?
Well, I was a big loser this weekend.
Yes, you were zero for
because
two.
Because I really thought that Kevin should be off. He didn't.
Boo.
No, I was not happy with him. And then, or my second person was Kelly, because Kelly just sounded terrible, because I was really grading people on their singing. But that's not what this is. This is a popularity contest, people.
Yes. Yep.
Well, so.
What really surprised me, Amy, is I thought Oklahoma really had a good chance, you know, ranked 6. And I don't know. This defense wasn't up to it.
Pete, you're straying a little bit. Come back into the
I'm really
idol.
Sorry about that. I-L-L. I-N-I.
Steve, where did I lose control here
okay,
of this? I don't know if I've ever
had
it.
Well, let's just make this quick.
Please.
When it went down.
With,
hello.
podcasting like we mean it. Right after that.
Right after that.
We, Melissa McGee. Bye-bye. She was the little sweetie, 21 years of age, from Tampa, Florida.
And you did not pick her, did you?
You know what? I didn't.
Who were your two dumpers?
I told you, Kevin and Kelly. And Kelly, even in the work pool,
Kevin's got
I
to go.
I had Kelly.
Kevin's got to go.
But Kelly is the little minx, so she'll be in it. But I'm going to say right now, my top two picks, it's a hard one.
Pete, didn't you have the hots for Kevin?
I did.
I'm sorry. What is your problem?
Amy, we need him to babysit. Stop it.
Okay,
you know what? You know what it is? I'm beginning to realize it. Kevin reminds me a lot of Isaac.
Oh. That.
Oh, snap.
I don't know about that.
Isaac, did you
It's mostly the makeup that he was wearing.
Hold on. Isaac, did you copy that?
No, I'm actually looking at a catalog here while we're doing this.
Victoria's Secret, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah.
Playing with my power book and reading a catalog, or you know, kind of what Amy does.
Yeah, exactly.
How I envy
but, you.
Know,
this, Catherine McPhee and Chris Doherty, I think, and Mandisa are the top three.
Although Mandisa this week,
she
not as good
great,
as past weeks.
But Catherine McPhee and Chris Doherty rock.
The Casbah.
They're good. I love Taylor
Speaking
Hicks,
Speaking of Mandisa, have I ever told you the story about Mangina?
No, I don't think I want to know about that. But so anyways.
Who invited him?
It was not a very, I was not happy with the results, okay? Melissa was voted off, and I want Kevin gone.
How do you know? You fell asleep at the last two people.
Well, they were the best two. It was Chris Doherty, I watched the recap, and Paris.
Oh, okay.
Get rid of Kevin.
What do you do when Idol's not on?
Wow. I don't know.
Sleep.
Read catalogs. We got that. What else?
I play on this, and I make movies.
And watch the neighbor's TV.
And I look out here. Let's see what they're watching tonight, just, folks.
Neighbor Jim.
You know, I'm just going to cut off my cable, save some money, and get a porch chair and hang out on your
porch. Yeah, in the summer, when the birds come, it's a good time. You can come out here and you can listen to all the neighbors trying to clap at the birds to get them to go to other
people's
you
watch
birds.
TV at Jim's house.
That's creepy. I've seen that movie. The birds come.
That's what you hear. And then you see...
Isaac can probably
slide
hear
down the glass.
Isaac, do you hear the firecrackers?
That's not near as fun as having crows. We've had those down the street.
No.
I don't want any
crows. Isaac, do you have birds at your house?
We have those. What are those birds?
We have no birds. We're normal.
Yeah, we have those. The starlings.
We're normal. The town council. The town council has a rid.
Yeah.
Rid the birds. Ikra.
Yeah, we have a ban on birds here. So.
Yeah, mind you that Isaac is definitely...
It's the bird ban.
This is a total abuse of Skype. I mean, we're Skyping somebody who's four blocks away. I mean, Pete at least would be maybe a mile.
Come on.
But yeah.
All right, well, anyways, that's the end of the Idol update. I'm very upset and Melissa was voted off, okay?
That was great, Amy. There you go.
I'm sorry, that was really weak. I'm really distracted. There's too many people here.
And usually you're in the nude, so.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Right in front of that big window.
And I'm looking over, and Jim has nothing on TV tonight.
Damn it, Jim.
Dang it, he's
shut
it off.
I'm just a doctor.
Damn it, Jim, I'm giving it all I got. All right, well, you know what?
I thought that was Captain. I'm giving it all I got.
Is this your closing music?
It's our new closing music. Do you know what this is? Do you know what this is?
You don't hate it, I have a clue.
No, you don't have kids. The Wiggles.
Oh, no, I was born in.
You shouldn't told. I was going to see if they could. They could call
Wiggles. In. Oh, too late. It's a Wiggles chase. It's like the Wiggles theme song.
It's the end of the Wiggles.
The end of the Wiggles when they're on the
Do
credits.
Do you have the money for the licensing on this?
No, keep talking so nobody can like download and save it. So, yeah.
Dun, 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 bum, bum, dun, bum, bum.
Well, this was pretty much a Wiggles episode.
I'm sorry for all those new people who tuned in and are never going to tune in again.
Yeah. Seriously, check out Blue Dog Banter.
Yeah, or Illinois.
Illinois.
Or the Pantograph.
They're going to be doing a podcast.
Born again Christian.
Ooh. This really isn't what a
and
podcast is.
Please read
is.
Bill Flick's article, Matt.
Signs
and,
everywhere.
And
signs.
Since my bosses will be listening to this too, probably I'm going to need a job by tomorrow morning. I just wanted to make a disclaimer that I had nothing to do with anyone else's comments except my own.
What are your skills? What's your skill set?
Yeah.
I'm a people person.
Yeah, we got that.
I just love people.
I know how to talk to people so the engineers don't have to.
Right,
well, thank you, Silent Steve, for breaking your silence.
Yes, thank you, Silent Steve.
I apologize.
And hey, what about Crazy Carlos and
Crazy Carlos for the photos.
Loopy Lucy and...
Thank you for smart-ass Pete for stopping by.
How about intelligent Isaac?
Yes, it's been an experience. I feel like I have cotton in my ears and too much cough medicine. So.
Isaac, you're missing it. I made Starbucks coffee.
You did?
Yes.
What Sorry. For?
Well, we drank it all, so it wasn't anything left. Oh, that was great. That was a great sound.
It was black and bitter.
Yeah.
Like my ex.
We might have to have Steve back more often, I think. Steve will have to be a regular, I think. You'll have to get on your calendar.
We're going to have a fun cast of characters.
Pete, thanks for coming over.
Sure,
for being drug
I'll
over.
I take that back.
Time.
She's really not bitter.
She's not bitter.
No. She's black and beautiful, though.
There you go. Pete, thank you for stopping
she
by.
Me.
Please. Next time on the Red Boy Podcast.
Just like our listeners. They're leaving.
They're leaving. Click, click, click. I can hear the iPods turning off as we speak. Pete, please don't beat our children when you watch them next week.
That's up to them.
Please don't rummage through our stuff.
But you can podcast if, like you mean it.
Yeah, we'll either gear up. You can podcast.
Now we're talking.
There you go. They go to bed at 8. You can podcast your brains out.
Sweet.
All right, Amy, thank you for showing up again. The Aki had a choice.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
All right. Well, on behalf of this train wreck, Twainwreck.
What are you talking about?
It's Tweety.
Was that Wico?
Is that Tweety?
On behalf of this train wreck.
Dude, people out there.
The Badonkadonk train wreck. I am Red Boy, along with Absolute Amy, Silent Steve, and Just Pete, along with Isaac on the Skype line. And we all are together.
Out.